The following podcast is brought to you by Oak Research Labs, the authority on Pokemon. Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Pokemon World Tour. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And where we go from here?
Well, this is a brand new podcast. Congratulations, you found it. We're going to take you on a tour of the Pokemon World. It's not Digimon where you put Digi in front of everything. Right. We're taking you through the Pokemon World one town at a time. We're also going to do news and we're going to rate some names later.
We're going to just have fun. Basically, this is an excuse for us to have fun talking about Pokemon in a formatted kind of way.
In a more scripted than our other podcast way, which I think is going to be a fun challenge. So hopefully that comes across. Josh, how good at Pokemon would you say you are? Don't brag, but be honest.
That depends on what qualifies as good at Pokemon. I am not a good competitive battler.
Me either.
I understand it. I just choose not to play that way because it's not a lot of fun.
It doesn't seem very fun. Here's your five Pokemon that you have to use or you'll lose.
I can see the appeal. I'm just not that into it. I like to give my Pokemon goofy, gimmicky movesets, you know, whatever, but I'm pretty good at collecting them.
How knowledgeable about Pokemon is probably what I should have said.
Okay. Pretty knowledgeable.
Okay. I'm a talented amateur, I would say, of Pokemon.
I can't rattle off base stats off the top of my head, but like if you give me enough time, I can name them all. Not in order, probably, but
I am not anywhere near that, but I am very enthusiastic, and I think that's what I'm bringing to this table.
I've been playing the whole time. So.
Yeah, I took a big break after, kind of during Gen 3. I got my butt kicked by Maxie 100 times.
I made it through Gen 3, I made it through Gen 4, and then Gen 5 came out and was really nice. It's been good since then.
So. Yeah, I haven't played any Gen 5. The only Gen 4, I played Ruby up until that first battle with Maxie, and he just kicked my butt so many times on a road trip that I didn't play Pokemon again for like 6 years. And then I picked up Heart Gold and Soul Silver because of reasons that I'm kind of tired of talking about. Pretty deep personal reasons. It'll probably come up way later down the line, but not today. So stay tuned for that. And I was super happy with it. It was very fun. I did not get it. This was like, I think Black and White 2 had just come out when I finally picked up Heart Gold and Soul Silver. It was a while into it. And then I got 6, and I have...
Was it that far? I'm pretty sure we... Weren't we playing Heart Gold and Soul Silver at
you
the same
restarted
time?
It, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in... I think I'm going to say March of 2012.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's when
Heart
I started.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver, already so old.
It is. But it's real fun. I really enjoyed it. And then I played X, which was I had a lot of fun with, and then I started Omega Ruby, and I haven't gotten back to it yet, and I've been meaning
to. I'm still playing Alpha Sapphire.
Maybe now that we're doing this podcast, I'll jump back in.
I'm working on making a living Pokedex for Pokebank right now, so that's fun.
Well, one of everything?
One of everything. Yikes. And at first I was like, I don't see why you would want to do that, but now I'm like, well, with Pokemon Bank, you can just put them all in there, and then when a new game comes out, you just take them all out, and you get all those Pokemon in your Pokedex without having to get them again.
Yeah.
I finished Gen 1. I'm halfway through Gen 2 now.
Neat.
All right, that's enough banter, I think.
That's enough. We're gonna start our tour off in Pallet Town, but first, we're going to give you some Pokemon news.
Well, there's not a lot of news going on right now.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we picked a bad time to start a Pokemon news.
There's like a couple things. I thought it was Slowpoke Month, but I was wrong. On September 2nd, the Pokemon Twitter announced that it was Slowpoke Week, which ends the day that we're recording, September 9th.
So by the time you hear this, who knows how long it will have not been
Slowpoke. But here at Pokemon World Tour, we're celebrating Slowpoke Month.
Slowpoke's all month.
So you can go on PokemonCenter.com. You can buy a lot of Slowpoke merchandise there. It's a lot of fun. But the Nintendo Twitter is posting, or has posted at this point, a bunch of like really surreal Slowpoke gifts.
Really?
They're like real weird.
We have a Tumblr. We're going to give you the address for that later. It's going to be super easy to find. And we're going to try to put a lot of stuff on there. I want that to be kind of a good companion piece. Because we're doing these bi-weekly, by which I mean once every other week.
Right. We're not sure if biweekly means twice a month or twice a week.
I think it means
twice a month. It's every other week.
It means both, and that's confusing.
Yeah,
so,
it's English, man.
So we're doing it once every other week, and so in the interim, we're going to put up a lot of stuff from the episode, like companion pieces, stuff we talk about, all that kind of stuff. So make sure you're on,
yeah,
you're on that.
So in addition to these weird GIFs that they're posting...
Just on the regular Nintendo Twitter?
Yeah, Nintendo Twitter. I think it's also on their Facebook. You'd have to scroll back like a week now. But they have this song on YouTube. It's just called the Slowpoke song. It is a reggae song about Slowpoke.
Okay, that's very weird.
And I think...
That will be on the website.
I will want to splice a few seconds of it in. All right, so that was like a little preview of the Slowpoke song.
Yeah,
right?
It's weird. The music video
is real weird.
We're fairly bananas.
We'll link that on the Tumblr, and we'll put a thing in a description for it, too.
Probably toss it on Twitter as well.
Let's see. Other news. It's just another quick thing on PokemonCenter.com, which is like official merchandise store.
Cool.
Today, September 9th, they just announced they have a bunch of substitute merchandise going up. So you can buy the little substitute doll, like a plushie.
Okay.
You know the move substitute, right?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, well...
I imagine it's a dodge maneuver.
When you use substitute...
Is it anything like Naruto where you turn into a block of wood when they hit you?
No.
Okay.
It's nothing like Naruto.
I'm sorry.
You use substitute and it takes a quarter of your HP and makes a little doll.
Okay.
That will take the next attack. And as long as it doesn't do more than a quarter of your HP, it'll stay out. If it does more than a quarter, it doesn't cost you anymore.
Right.
So it's like a weird thing. It's just like a tiny little doll. And you can buy that little doll now. And you can buy socks that have it on there. You can buy a shirt. There's like a cup. And it's fun. Go get yourself a substitute doll and put it on your chair at the office.
I'm going to check that out. You don't feel like doing work, just put it right there. Back to Slowpoke merchandise. You said there was some Slowpoke merchandise on... A website.
Yes.
I don't remember which website you said.
PokemonCenter.com.
Same place? Okay, yeah. Cool. Can I get Slowpoke Tail beef jerky?
No, it's not food. There's no food on there.
Well, what's the point, Josh?
First of all, that ain't right. Why are you eating Slowpoke Tails?
Look, I had an extra $1 million on me.
Well, still have it because you can't buy Slowpoke Tails.
It's a delicacy, I've heard. I got the itch. I want to try it.
That's really it for news. There were a couple tournaments, but they're over now. So there's nothing going on.
Do you know anything that happened with the Pokemon World Tournament?
I know a lot of the teams were the same. I don't know the name of any of the winners. I know some crimes were thwarted.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that people were like, we're going to blow up and shoot people.
Right.
Why?
It was some weird forum kid. And, like, someone made fun of him or, like, said something that he didn't like on a Pokemon forum. He's like, I'm going to go shoot everyone at the World Championships.
Yeah, thank God that was stopped. But, like,
quote-unquote friends of the guy are like, oh, it was probably just a really bad joke. Look, buddy, it's 2015. You can't make jokes about shooting people at gatherings anymore.
You don't get to joke about that anymore.
No.
Too many shootings at crowded places have happened recently. And that's not in addition to, like... all the other shooting-related stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
Also, the police found guns in his car.
Guns and ammo.
There!
Yeah!
At the convention center!
So...
And those are Boston cops. They're not messing around.
No, not anymore. They weren't before, but definitely not now. Anyway, this is getting a little dark. Let's lighten it back up.
Let's move it. So, no other news from the Pokemon World Tour. Oh, Pokken Tournament? You want to talk about Pokemon? Pokemon Tournament?
Pokken, it's like Poketekken.
I've heard it's called
Pokane.
I don't know if it's Pokken or Pokken.
It's Pokemon plus Tekken, like the name.
So Pokken, okay. Pokken in German means something. I don't remember exactly what, but it means something like that you would not buy a game of in Germany. I don't know. It's like garbage or poop or something. But it's just like
you guys want to go play the poop tournament.
Yeah, you guys want to play garbage tournament.
If you can't pick Garbodor, I don't even know what the point
there
is.
There is one cool thing about Pokken Tournament. That is you can be a Luchador Pikachu.
You can be a Luchador Pikachu in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire if you get far enough.
Well, some of us haven't, Josh. Also, you don't get to actually fight as him. You can do like a Pokemon battle, but I can't do like a Hurricanrana or anything.
He gets Flying Press, which is cool, but...
Also, it's Pikachu Libre. I'm calling shenanigans on this because I guarantee you that Pikachu has a trainer, and Libre means free. They picked the wrong part of Lucha Libre.
We're not going to talk about Cosplay Pikachu right now because that's one of the nicknames that I picked to talk about later.
Okay.
So we'll save that for the Name Raider.
Breaking news, guys. I know... We said a couple of minutes ago that there wasn't a lot of news. And
throw that idea in the trash.
Garbage.
There's huge news.
Huge news. We recorded that yesterday, and at 1 o'clock this morning, after we had said there is no new news, they gave us a lot of news. Josh, will you do the honor?
Yes. So there was this conference. They're like, hey, we're going to have a conference in Japan tonight. It was like 5 o'clock Japan time, I think. Whatever. Sure. Translates to 1 o'clock Central time.
1 o'clock a.m. Central.
Yeah. And you're like, we're going to talk about Pokemon. It'll be fun. Come join us. And I was like, well, I'm going to be sleeping. So I'll just read that in the morning. Thinking it was going to be, like, about movies or, like...
Here's some new Pokemon cards.
New Pokemon card or the next generation, maybe, like an early announcement. But no. It's for a mobile game for cell phones. Nobody freak out. I have a lot of things I need to say. Nobody... freak out that it's on cell phones, okay?
Okay, you're the only one here kind of freaking out a little bit.
We're cool. I mean freak out in a bad way.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of like, and I don't want that.
Already, there's a lot of,
It's a mobile game for cell phones. It's called Pokemon Go. Yeah, you with me so far?
So far. I know it. I know, guys, I looked up a little bit.
Right. I read the transcript of the meeting on my
break did not go that far. I'm looking at a Polygon article right now. Continue.
Okay, good. Because I don't have anything pulled up. It's an augmented reality game, which means the camera on your phone is going to show you on your screen the world in front of you.
Yes.
And is going to put Pokemon on it.
That you can catch.
That you can catch and trade and battle in real life.
That's
with real people.
That's crazy.
You're going to be like on a map. I think the central... I downloaded the other game by the studio Nitanic. I think is the name of the studio.
Sure, I don't know.
They're working with the Pokemon Company and Nintendo.
Niantic.
I downloaded their other game, Ingress, which is like the same concept. And basically, it puts you on a map of where you are.
Okay.
And it's like, there's these hubs at like places in your city that you go and like, in this game, you do battle with some kind of evil virus or something. And there's two factions that are warring for control and you pick one or whatever. But in Pokemon, you're going to go to that place and there's going to be Pokemon there.
Awesome.
And that you could catch. And it looks like from the trailer, there's going to be events for like legendary Pokemon.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of people come in and then I started to cry.
I literally was crying when I say literally. I mean literally.
I had to stop. I closed my eyes because I was full on How I Met Your Mother finale about to cry. And I was like, no, this is just such the perfect thing. I also feel bad for the Mewtwo because he was getting his butt kicked by like 200 trainers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then so at cool. The end, it's like there's this weird dramatic pause and it's like, gotcha, Mewtwo is caught on the giant like Times Square Titantron. Everybody freaks out. And I'm like, this is all I've ever wanted in my whole life.
Yeah, it is amazing. So it's According to Polygon, the person who wrote this is Michael McWhirter. Saying that wrong, I would bet. According to Niantic, this is supposed to be an AR game inspired by it's a location based AR game inspired by massively multiplayer online games.
Yes.
So that's.
It seems a little bit. You remember Foursquare? Is that still a thing? Do the kids still Foursquare?
I think kids sometimes Foursquare.
Where you would try to be the mayor of a place by going there the most.
Right.
I think is how it worked. It seems like it's kind of going to be like that. Here's what I'm hoping.
So you have to have your location services activated.
Here's what I'm hoping. I can go to work at Target.
Yeah.
Pour one out for me.
Pour one out for me as well.
And I can just like catch Pokemon. People can come there and like
battle you.
I'll be the mayor or I'll be the leader of Target.
That would be really cool.
Because look, I would get in. I would make badges for myself. I would, and if you beat me, I will give you one. That's people should fly to Austin and challenge me to a Pokemon
Go
battle.
Dude, people are going
to
do this. This is going to be a thing. Like, this is insane because people have been saying, why don't you make a Pokemon Snap game for your camera phone? They went, no, we're not going to do that.
Miyamoto during the conference was like, this reminds me of Pokemon Snap.
Did he say
that?
Yeah,
he was like, we're hoping it gives people that same sense of discovery that Pokemon Snap did.
Oh, thank God. Because I love Pokemon Snap.
I'm going to get the tough stuff out of the way. It's free to play. With confirmed in-app purchases that I don't know what they are.
Potions and
balls. Let me pose a question to you, okay?
Okay.
If you take out in-app purchases, and this is a 3DS game for $40, you'd buy it.
Yeah.
You'd buy the crap out of it. I'd buy the crap out of it.
In a second.
I'm willing to spend up to $40 on in-app purchases if there are things like unlock the other generations of Pokemon. Because the trailer only shows Gen 1.
Yeah, and I said that's for... I think that's probably in-app purchases, but it's also giving them room to add more. It's easier to develop 151 Pokemon that can interact with the world than it is 700. But also that way you can expand. Oh, new expansion, $5, and you get Johto, and you get new items and new other stuff. Because I'm imagining you can buy potions and
They said they also want it to communicate somehow with the new games that are eventually coming out.
So that would be crazy. That would be like next generation Pokewalker.
Yeah, if you just buy potions in the game or Pokeballs in the game and can transfer them to Pokemon Go, maybe that's what the in-app purchases are. It's like, oh, you can buy Pokeballs or you can transfer them from the game.
Right.
So maybe the game is like a $40 in-app purchase that you can just replenish things from.
Yeah, that would be neat.
That'd be real neat.
I imagine like if you battle, you'll win stuff. There's got to be events where you just get items and stuff. Also, the reason is only 150, and this is, I think, is the major reason, 151, because maybe Mew's in there. We no confirmation, but maybe.
He'll be an event, I'm sure.
Sure. The reason they did this is because of lapsed fans. People who are like, I like the original 151. Ugh. Guess what, guys? This game has that front and center.
Yeah.
No one has the excuse of, oh, back in my day, there wasn't this dumb crocodile thing. No.
First of all, that dumb crocodile thing is one of the best Pokemon.
He's my favorite. He's one of my favorites. but like, oh, this was just a pile of trash. Dude, I would love to go to a dump and catch Garbodors.
Garbodor doesn't make my top 6, but he's a top 10 Pokemon for me. I love Garbodor.
He's just trash, but guess what? If I can go to a junkyard and fight him, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you
go to an ice cream shop, but you have to battle
Vanilla. Like, if they're, like, because if it works with Google, the doors are blown off of this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a target, so it's kind of a...
There's a bunch of trubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's just a personal opinion.
That's a Walmart. But I'm right. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, man, I hope the Walmart down the street is just, like, 100% trubbish encounters all the time.
Right, or, like, you know, you're in a, like, a kind of a deserty area. You're only going to be catching... Like, if you work with the locations...
Here's a not a complaint, a worry. We live in Texas. Are we only going to be catching desert Pokemon? Like, how much are we going to have to travel? Is a question that I have.
I don't know, but like, I'm kind of willing to. Like, to.
I am willing to go around the city and like, you know, grab anything back home when I go
home
to visit.
I think what it'll be is like, oh, this is a wooded area. That's where all the wooded ones are. Here's a desert area. That's where all the sand and rock
ones
are.
It's going to just like read the environment and just adjust accordingly.
Yeah,
because I have no idea how it's going to determine what you're fighting.
I mean, like, if I think they're going to have to go based on Google, because that's what Ingress is, according to this article. Ingress was based on Google Maps, so it worked with Google Map technology.
Yeah, I didn't get to any of the hubs. There's one not too far from here, but I didn't have time to go check it out.
Right.
There are like little things on the map that's like energy that you can just pick up, and that's what charges your scanner, which is what you use to capture.
That's
the
pretty
hub.
Awesome. Did you ever play the game Scanners?
No.
It was, you got this little, like, Digivice thing, and you would scan actual barcodes in real life.
No, I never had it. I wanted one.
It was awesome. It was so awesome.
I would have just walked around stores scanning things.
Oh, we did. My friend Eli and I, we literally just walked around. If you scanned this one brand of peas, you always got health. If you, it was great. It was sweet. And then Ingress sounds like a version of that that I'm very into, so I'm going to check that out. But, like, if Pokemon just reads, like, this area is wooded, this is a river, this is an ocean, then, yeah. And plus, like, it kind of encourages travel and like trade,
because
my
yeah.
little brother lives in New Hampshire, believe he's gonna get it.
The trailer definitely pushed face-to-face trading, and I'm curious if it has online trading, because during the conference they were like, we want people to go explore their surroundings and meet new people. That's the goal of this
game.
That's
awesome.
Which is how Pokemon started.
Yeah.
So this is like a perfect full circle.
Right. I don't know if they'll have, I think they might have it eventually.
So they can be like, hey Zach, trade me a Squirtle. and then you can have one of my
right, like,
sand dials.
Like, we're never getting snow Pokemon here, right? But, like...
No.
But what if, like, it reads the weather, and it's like, oh, it's freak snowstorm in
Austin. I mean, we might get
Austin.
Snow during, like... It ices here, so there might
yeah.
be snow Pokemon.
So, like, oh, well, yeah, but, like, what if it, like, is weather inclement? Like,
we get
oh,
a crazy ice storm, and it's like, oh, Articuno's in town.
Yeah, right? There's no reason it would be snowing in Texas except for an Articuno. So
better
now
get down to the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue and catch him.
Yeah, right? You gotta get the Donut Taco Palace 3 right now.
So, yeah, it works on, like, landmarks. Like, the hub that's closest to here is a Pep Boys statue. Right, so I'm curious, like, what's Pokemon is going to be at the Willie Nelson statue? What's going to be in Lady Bird Lake? What's in Zilker Park?
What's it, like, yeah, ACL, like,
yeah.
on City Limits.
What's at the college?
What's at the Marquesa? You know, like, just, like, random places like that have got to have different stuff. This is infinite, you guys. This is it. This is the logical conclusion of Pokemon.
But, like, I might have to pay money, and when it's on a cell phone, I hate that.
But you're going to pay money for the next Pokemon game
money.
Anyway.
And, look, the only thing I will have a problem with it doing is if there's an energy system, but Ingress does not have that. So it shouldn't. So Pokemon Go should not have.
What do you mean? You said you could get energy in places.
Yeah, but, like, on Pokemon Shuffle, you have 5 hearts.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can only play 5 times, win or lose, until your hearts recharge. That is more the bane of mobile gaming than in-app purchases.
Yeah, I don't like those. If it's just, like, if the in-app purchases are like, hey, man, you'll get a Pokeball in a day, or you can pay a dollar and get 10 right now.
Or just transfer them off from your game.
Yeah, or just, like, get them from that. Or if it's like, hey, your Pokemon's looking a little weak, you know, it's like, let's say it faints, right? You got to wait a day.
So
go to a designated place
okay,
to get a Pokecenter.
Right. You just opened a whole new can of worms. Is this thing only putting Pokemon in the world, or are there places I can go, like, if I go to a Target, that's a Pokemart. If I go to the doctor's office, that's a Pokemon Center.
I don't know.
Like,
it could be.
How does this work? Do I have to travel to heal my Pokemon? I am going to explore Austin so much.
Yeah, dude.
Because of this silly little Pokemon game, and I've lived here for 2 years.
Yeah, I think what I would do is I would have it be like, if your Pokemon faints in however long, it'll recharge. Or you can go to a place and it will recharge immediately. That's a Pokecenter. Or you can pay money if you're not near that thing.
Right.
Which kind of stinks, but, like, hey, if you don't have the money and you don't have those places nearby, all you need is a little patience.
I'm fully prepared to throw $40 at this game right now.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I would probably do more depending on the life of the game. Like,
yeah.
Which could be kind of forever. I'm not saying there's never going to be a time where I don't fall out of it. But, like, if there's ever a push notification, like, hey, man, Teddy Ursa misses you, I'd be like, I'm sorry, let me play with you right now.
Josh, come battle. Teddy Ursa's bored and sad.
Yeah,
all right,
dude, like,
I'll bring Cyndaquil. I'll be right over.
All right,
over.
So this is going a lot longer than
right.
I expected.
One more thing we need to talk about.
Pokemon Go,
like,
Plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably thinking right now, oh, I got to walk around with my cell phone out looking like a dummy. No, you don't. There's an accessory you can buy. You know the, like, Google Maps icon, the
little
arrow,
Google
the
pin.
You are here arrow?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a Pokeball. It's a physical thing that you can wear.
Yeah. Where can I pre-order one?
I don't know. But you can wear it as, like, a wristband or as a clip, whichever you prefer. And it will attach to your phone via Bluetooth. I don't know if attach is the right word. But
it connects to your phone.
That's the one. And it will, like, alert you of things via different colored lights and vibrations. Like, if there's a Pokemon near, if you lock eyes with a trainer, like, I don't know.
Dude, if you're within, like, 10 feet of
I'm going to wear mine on my wrist. I want everyone to know that I am a Pokemon trainer. If you want to battle me, I'm down.
I'm going to have mine on my waist. I will clip it to my thing because I think that would look so cool to flip your jacket open. Like, you got a hoodie on and you go, yes, I am a trainer. We are doing battle now.
As soon as you look, is catch eyes with anybody and just flash it real quick. And they're like, I don't know what you're doing. Then just be like, oh, sorry. I thought you were cool.
Oh, I guess you're not cool, buddy.
Then spit an apple in their face and I'll be on your way.
That's a deep cut. So, yeah, it's got built an LED light with a vibration function that will notify players if something important is happening, such as a Pokemon appearing nearby. Ishihara, who is the lead designer or the president of Niantic, I don't remember which, and I'm not going to scroll up, said that Pokemon Go players won't be required to use the device to play the game, but it will reduce the amount of time players spend staring at their phones, which is cool. Also, here's another thing that I just thought of. You know how you're playing Pokemon, you're walking around,
sure.
And there's a Pokeball there, and there's an item in it? What's stopping the entire world from having those all
absolutely
over the place?
Nothing.
Literally nothing. If they're smart, hey, Ishihara, Niantic, free. This is free to you. Don't have to credit me or anything. Just like link to the podcast. Geocaching, but for in-app games, like in-app items.
Right. Like, it's not like a physical thing you have to find.
Yeah. But like, you know, oh, you get an alert that just has like coordinates and you've got to follow your map to those coordinates. And then there's a ultra ball or like a couple ultra balls,
right,
or like a super potion or an ether or whatever.
I wonder if it would be proportionate. Like, let's say there's an item in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
It's there. Like it tells everybody these are the coordinates that an item are at. If you're in Massachusetts and you make the trip down there, it's like, oh, you got a master ball.
Yeah,
but if you live down the street, it's just a Pokeball.
I don't think it would be that widespread. I think it would be like, hey, you're in Austin. Like, you set your location to Austin. At the very end of the green belt, there's a Master right. Ball. Like, you just have, or maybe it will just be like, there's this thing, and no matter, like, you don't know. Like, there's just an item.
If maybe you want to make get, the... Maybe you get the, it just gives you coordinates, right? It's like, go here. Professor Oak is like, hey, there's something going on over here. Because he's the Zordon of Pokemon, right. I guess. And you're like, okay, I'll go check it out. You get there, and there's, like, a Team Rocket battle or something.
Right? And you gotta fight Team Rocket now. And, like, oh,
Because Nintendo is on board to help craft a world and a story.
That's awesome!
So...
Guys, this is the best news ever. We're gonna end here.
We're gonna stop. This is a super long episode of in its entirety, but that's okay, because it's a debut, and they might all be like this.
Who knows?
Who cares?
Bi-weekly, so, like, if you have to pause and wait till tomorrow to listen to it a little bit more, that's fine.
But that's all that we know about Pokemon Go right now.
And you can bet your hindquarters that we will keep you updated about this wonderful thing.
If you have any speculation or rumors or just like hopes and dreams for what this game could be, send them to us. We'll give you the places you can do that at the end.
Back to us in the past.
I think we're ready. We're just going to go to town?
Yeah, let's take a visit to Pallet Town.
Welcome to Pallet Town. Shades of your journey await.
But of course, there are some other slogans. There's a pure white beginning.
Yes, and also a tranquil setting of peace and purity, which sounds like a place I would want to live.
It does. It's a very small town. We'll talk about that in a second. I do want to talk about the slogans for a minute, though. Josh, why are there three slogans?
Well, there are three different slogans because it's been in four different games, and two of those games share one.
Okay.
So, Red and Blue and Fire Red and Leaf Green, which are remakes of Red and Blue.
Right.
With me so far?
For the Game Boy Advance.
Yes. Those are Shades of Your Journey Away.
Because that's the first thing you see.
If you're wondering where these slogans come from, there's a sign in every town that will tell you what town it is. It's usually near where you come in.
Right.
It'll tell you what town it is, and then it has a little saying. That's what these slogans are. And then in Gen 2, which is Gold and Silver, the slogan is a tranquil setting of peace and purity. Because a lot of times, Pallet Town will be like halfway through your journey through Kanto, or maybe the last place you go in Kanto.
I think you go there.
You arrive in Vermilion City.
You arrive in Vermilion, and then if you just go the other way, you can go to Pallet real quick. Unless someone's blocking it off, I don't remember.
Well, by the time you get to Kanto, you can use all the HMs, so you can just go anywhere. So if you go through Diglett Cave, I think you can get right to Pallet, I think.
Diglett Cave? Isn't that between Pewter and Vermilion?
Yeah, but then you can go down to get to Pallet.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then the last one, A Pure White Beginning, is from Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Okay.
The remakes of Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver.
The Pokemon timeline is a hacked up mess of remakes and demakes and cuts.
And sideways makes
I don't know if the remakes cancel out the old
precedence?
Versions?
I don't know. I think maybe at some point we'll have to do a bonus episode on that.
Probably.
But we're gonna scoot over it for now, though.
Right. This is not the time or the place. We're in Pallet Town.
So we're greeted by this nice slogan. One of three.
One of three.
And then what next? What's Pallet Town look like?
It's tiny. There are three buildings in Pallet Town.
Okay, that is not a very viable
economy,
first of all.
There's three buildings. Okay. There are eight people in Pallet Town.
I saw this today when I was doing a little bit of research. I did a tiny bit.
Okay.
Every time you go to Pallet Town, only eight people.
Yep.
Some other towns will change here and there. Pallet does not. You got eight people no matter what.
With a population of eight, it is the smallest town in the Pokemon world.
In the world.
In the whole world.
And
of
one of the greatest trainers comes from there.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Two of them, really. On the top left, you have the player's house. We're going to refer to them as their in-game names of Red.
Okay.
Next to that is Blue's house, and I imagine, I'm not sure how this works, because in your house is you and your mom.
Right.
So there's two people. In your rival's house lives Blue and his sister Daisy.
Sure.
And I don't know if Professor Oak lives there,
and too. They don't have parents to speak of.
They have a grandpa, that's it.
I always felt like Professor Oak lived at his lab.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Because south of this Blue's house is Professor Oak's lab, which has Professor Oak and an assistant in it. And then outside are just two more people wandering around.
Yeah. Where do they live? Are they tourists?
Are they tourists? Do they live? Are they Professor Oak's helpers that just aren't in the lab right now?
There are more people that work for Professor Oak than live there.
Yes.
That have houses.
So maybe they work for Professor Oak and live somewhere else.
Maybe. They commute. Maybe they commute from Vermilion.
From Vermilion or like Saffron. Because there's a ton of buildings in Saffron.
Saffron is, yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry. It always struck me as weird.
It's very weird. And it's just the video game representation, I think.
Right. Because
like in the anime and in the manga, it's a town, it's still a small town, but it's big enough to house people.
It looks like it's mostly like a main stretch, like leading from the ocean behind it to Professor Oak and then onto Vermilion in the anime from the pictures I've seen. But then in the new anime, Pokemon Origins, it's enormous.
It's huge, yeah.
There's like a stadium, it's bananas.
Yeah. There's no gym or nothing. There's really nothing going on here except Professor Oak's lab. Professor Oak works here, lives, I'm guessing, with his grandkids,
right.
Blue and Daisy.
So let's go, before we go to Professor Oak's lab, because that's kind of like the big place.
Right.
Let's go to the start with the player's house. Let's start with Red's house. Two floors. Top floor is the player's bedroom.
Is Red's bedroom.
Red's bedroom. Bottom floor is the kitchen and the living room, and I guess where your mom sleeps?
The couch pulls out into a bed?
Maybe. I guess. Like, I want to know. Correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't just move here, right?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Not in this one.
Is that Gen 6? Did you just move there in Gen 6?
No, it's Gen 3. You start Gen 3 in the back of a moving truck.
Right. But in Gen 6, don't you like start off and be like, oh, we just moved here because of things?
Oh, yeah, I think okay. So.
So you're not new to the town. So it's not like your mom like and your dad like got divorced or whatever, and you had to get your mom could only afford this one bedroom house on right, her salary.
You have no dad. You're 10 years old, and if we're going to just steal from the anime a little bit, you're finally old enough to have a Pokemon license and get your first Pokemon.
Yeah, I like that idea, that you have to be 10 years old to control a dangerous monster.
Yeah.
Like, bare minimum double digits, or else hit the bricks.
Right, 9-year-old, you can't handle this.
You can play a simulator, you can read magazines, you cannot control a Pokemon. So in your room, you got, like, a TV and a... No, that you have a computer in your room.
Downstairs. You have a TV.
Do you?
Yep. And depending on
an NES or an SNES.
Yeah. There's a game. There might be like a Wii in there in the later ones.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
But there's a game system, a TV, a computer, a bed. Like there's a lot of space.
Right.
They could put another bed.
Your mom could have a bed in here. She wouldn't have to sleep on the couch. Hopefully, it's like a good couch.
I hope it's not like an IKEA futon.
No.
It just kind of pulls out and you basically just sleep on the floor.
Yeah, oh, here's a gym mat. Here's a bad gym mat.
A gym mat if you're lucky. Well, mat the first time.
I just got a nice new couch. It was inexpensive, but it's pretty nice. I fall asleep on it a lot, and I hurt my neck sleeping on it. I hope she's got a nice couch is all I'm saying.
No, I get it.
In your room, you got a computer. Tell me about this computer. What do you know about this computer?
You can't do a lot on it. It's your personal computer.
Okay.
So all you can do is access your item storage, because that's what your computer is for. That's what Red's PC does, is stores items until that feature is no longer needed, and then it just, like, gives you some information. Because there's also a journal on your desk that's like, press start to save.
Right.
Or pull up the menu, or whatever.
Yeah. So you can store items somehow. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into the physics of how this world works.
Because in Red and Blue... You might not even have a TV in Red and Blue. I think it's just a radio.
I think so.
Because Red and Blue is like...
98?
98 is like 1977.
Right.
But also in the future. It's weird.
Well, because technology went a different way. It wasn't like...
After the war.
After the Poke War.
Right.
And then there's also like, oh, we have Pokemon to do these things. We don't need cars or things that we have because we don't have Pokemon. They have a whole... Their entire economy is based around fighting with... monsters.
Yeah. So you either fight with these monsters, or you research these monsters, or you make items to help these monsters. Yeah, those are like all the jobs.
Or you work in retail.
Right.
You work at the mall or at a Pokemon store.
So Pallet Town is so small, it doesn't even have a Pokemart or a Pokemon Center.
No. You do get, before we leave Red's house, you do get a potion from...
You get a potion from your computer.
Yeah. Does your mom give you anything? Just like a kiss on the cheek and a good luck?
She'll be like, hey, good luck. And then if you go back later, she'll heal your Pokemon.
Okay.
So she makes up for the lack of a Pokemon Center.
Yeah, she's an air-sense Pokemon Center.
But for any trainer that's not Red, they cannot heal in Pallet
Town. No, you have to go all the way up Route 1 to Vermillion.
Yep.
That's
Viridian. You're thinking of Viridian.
Do I keep saying Vermillion?
Vermillion's the port town.
Yep. Yep. I have no excuse.
That's fine.
I have no excuse for that. I'll say Viridian for the rest of the time.
They're very similar.
Maybe I just like saying the word Vermillion. Maybe I'm really into that two-part Slipknot song, Vermillion, part one and two.
I've never heard of that song.
It's off Slipknot's best album, but that's not saying a lot.
No.
Not to cast dispersions at Slipknot.
Not for me, anyway.
Yeah, you got to go all the way up to Viridian City if you want to heal or to buy anything. How do you catch Pokemon on the way there, though?
You can't.
You can't?
No, not right away. All right, so you're Red. We're Red. We're going to assume that we're all Red.
Right. Everybody's Red here.
We wake up, see our mom. She gives us a kiss on the cheek. Good luck. Go get your Pokemon.
Is today your 10th birthday?
Yes.
We're just going to have to assume, or else why would you wait until this particular day?
Right.
Because you're super into Pokemon, apparently.
So you run out of the house. You're super excited. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get my Pokemon. You can either go to Oak's Lab. There's also an empty lot.
Coming soon.
South of Red's house, there's just like a tiny little field with some flowers and a fence, and that's where the sign is.
Coming soon, green. Green's moving here. Except green is blue in Japan.
Green is blue in Japan.
Blue is a girl.
Blue is a girl in Japan, but over here they're switched.
Right.
Green is the girl
here. So green might be moving in. Maybe we're getting that sweet new
green
Pokemon.
Green is the name of the girl from the manga. The girl player that you can select in Fire Red and Leaf Green, I think her canon name is Leaf.
That's a choice
yep.
that they made. Anyway, so you come out, what are you greeted with? Do you just like, you can go wherever you want until a certain event happens, right? Like
basically, yeah.
You activate a certain event. Let's finish up the tour before we kind of talk about the logistics of the place.
Okay.
So like, there's also Blue's house or right. Rival, whatever you choose to call him.
Right. We're going to not say any of the more inappropriate ones.
No.
Are probably pretty popular.
Yes.
I named him Gary, so...
I named him... I don't remember. It was, like, 98 last time I played the first Pokemon game, so it's been a little while. I know what I named my most recent rivals, but...
Right.
That you could name, anyway. But anyway, so his house is similar to yours. There's a bedroom upstairs.
It's like a mirror image.
Yeah.
The stairs are on the opposite side. And it's Daisy sitting at the dining room table downstairs. There's a kitchen and a dining room. Maybe like a living room?
Maybe. Combination, combo platter, dining room, living room.
You go upstairs and there's Blue's room, but that's it.
And you can't do anything in either of them because it's not your house.
Right.
So you leave, and then before we talk about Professor Oak's lab, we'll talk about how you get there.
Well, you can just go there and...
But he's not there, right?
He's gone. He's out doing research.
I guess you try to leave because like right. You're done. You're done here.
Well, there are two ways out of Pallet Town. There's only one that you can take right away.
Okay.
You can go up to Route 1, or you can go down, and there's like a tiny little bit of coastline that you could surf down into the ocean.
Okay. You can also fish off of it.
You can fish
there's
off
a
of
little,
it.
There's a little yard
that
off
is technically
to the side.
On Route 21, which is the southern route.
Is it?
Yeah. Because there's like a fence, and as soon as you cross that fence, you're in Route 21.
Okay. So the other way out is Route 1.
So the only way you can go is Route 1, because the sides are covered by such heavy tree.
You can't walk through them.
You can't get through.
It's nuts to butts in there.
Yeah. Just trunk after trunk. Yeah. There's no room to shimmy through.
Can't climb over them because you're 10.
Right. So you go north through the one opening to Route 1, which is covered in the tall grass.
The tall grass. Bum, bum, bum.
Originally... You had to take like 3 or 4 steps into the tall grass. And then Professor Oak will come up. He'll be like, hey, man, you can't go out there.
Don't do that. You're 10.
He comes from behind you?
Where was he?
There's not a big town. Did he get into the woods? He's like, yeah, I'm going to study these woods today.
There's one spot. He's studying the trees. Maybe he was in the bathroom, and they didn't want to be like, hey, Professor Oak's in the bathroom.
Oh, he's out studying Pokemon.
He's not here right now.
He's got some business to take care of. Please leave a message. He'll be back.
And then he's like, who is that calling for me? I was in the bathroom. And they're like, yeah, we know. I think he left.
It's Red. I think he's in the grass.
No, not the tall grass.
So he goes barreling out. He's like, hey, come with me, kid. And you're like, okay.
Okay, so you said initially you have to take 3 or 4 steps. Did that change for later versions?
It did, because I think you could technically encounter a Pokemon in any of those prior steps, and you didn't have anything, so the game would just glitch out.
Oh. We should preface this by saying that it's been said far and wide that Pokemon is a game held together by duct tape.
Yes.
So, yeah, a lot of things. Remove that duct tape and just make it all kinds of weird.
Yeah, a lot of weird, like, really precise things that if a kid told you on the playground back in 1998, you would not believe them.
You'd be like, I don't think that's true, and then it's
But a lot of them true. Hold up.
So he's like, come back to my lab. You know me, because I'm the only other person in town's grandfather. The only other person your age, I'm his grandfather.
Right.
So obviously we've met, because I come from a town of about 5,000 people.
That's a lot more than 8.
And I know a hefty portion of them. If there's only 8 people in my town, I know what they all had for breakfast.
Right. You could probably smell it cooking from your house.
From your house.
2 feet away.
Because it would only be from one of the other 2 places in town. It's not the empty lot, I'll tell you that.
Professor Oak is cooking in his lab. That's a little sketchy.
Yeah. We're going to leave that right there, and we're going to move into the lab.
All
right.
So he takes us into the lab.
What's in the lab?
Well, there's lots of research stuff in the lab. There's a lot of books. There's some bookshelves. There's an assistant in a lab coat walking around. He's got glasses.
There are 2 assistants in the second, in Fire Red and Leaf Green, right? Did I read that right?
There's either 2 assistants and 1 person outside who's the guy who's like, man, technology is great. You can put living beings in a computer now.
Well, that's not the weirdest thing of all time.
Or there's 1 assistant and another random lady outside, and I don't know what she tells you. She's just a random homeless lady yelling weird things about cats at you.
I'm looking at a picture of Pallet Town, and it doesn't have any people outside, so I don't know how they got this. Yeah, it's very small.
There might be 2 assistants. I don't remember. Only 1 of them is any help.
Okay.
Because they're both like, we're Professor Oak's lab aide. Right now, that's all you get out of them.
It looks to me, and these are like really tightly cropped screenshots, but it looks like there's only 1 person out there, and it's a girl.
Okay.
So maybe there's 2 people in the lab. Maybe. Then let me look at the population. Let's cut this part out. All right, we're back from a little digging. So there are 3 lab aides, 2 men and 1 woman, according to Bulbapedia. As far as we can remember, only 1 of them does anything.
Only 1 of them does anything, but it's not for a while.
And there's also a mysterious machine that's in Gen 3 in the remake?
Yes.
The mysterious machine. I don't know what it means. It's in italics, so I imagine it's important. Do you know what it is?
I thought it was just a healing machine. Oh. So, I mean, it can't really be anything. Maybe it's just Red, right? He's 10 years old. He sees this giant contraption.
Right.
Oh, that's a mysterious machine.
That is mysterious. I'm going to learn more. So what is Professor Oak? He brings you to your lab. Why? Why are you in there?
Well, because you tried to leave the town without a Pokemon, and he's like, dude.
Dummy.
There's wild Pokemon in that tall grass. They will kill you.
Some of them are like wolves, kind of.
Like a little. I mean, nothing.
Nothing to immediately outside town.
Nothing you have to worry
about
really out there right now on Route 1.
But still.
Right.
So then he gives you the choice that starts it all. This is the reason that you're playing Pokemon. He gives you your first Pokemon.
He's now, like, I have these 3 Pokemon on the table.
You can have 1.
Choose 1. I don't need them anymore.
And you go, okay.
I'm done poking and prodding at them.
Yeah. And you go, okay. Probably super common Pokemon, I imagine, right? Because, you know, that's the only thing around this town. So you can get either a Bulbasaur or a Squirtle or Charmander. Josh, I know what you picked.
Yep.
You know what you picked. I picked the same thing. What did you pick? What's your starter?
Pick Squirtle.
It's Squirtle every time.
Squirtle every
right?
time. Unless it's somewhere else.
Squirtle
in Kanto every time.
Yeah. You pick a Squirtle, and then your jerk rival comes up. Blue's who's...
Well, he comes up before. Professor Oak pulls you in, and he's like, oh, man, you can't go out there. And then Blue comes in. He's like, hey, Gramps, what do you want? Why'd you call me? And he's like, oh, I got these Pokemon. You 2 can choose 1. So Blue's like, oh. Red, why don't you pick 1
You
first.
Pick first, because it's a rock, paper, scissors scenario, and I want the scissors to your paper. So you pick Squirtle, or whatever you pick, and he picks the one that can hurt you the most.
Right.
So he always picks Bulbasaur, for us, anyway. Yep. Which is rude.
It is rude, but Blastoise will learn, like, Ice Beam, Blizzard and stuff, and be able to kill...
Blastoise is a tank.
Whatever. He'll be fine.
It's a monster.
He will laugh off the Razor Leaf of Venusaur and then kill him with an ice beam.
With ice attacks. Now that you have your Pokemon, this town is done.
Pretty much.
There's no reason to come back here unless you missed your mom.
Well, there's one reason to come back, but we got to go to Viridian first, so we won't really get to that. But there are a lot more Pokemon available here than you would think.
In that
tiny little bit of shoreline.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, it's Pallet Town. There's no grass. There's no Pokemon. You don't think in your head there was water down at the bottom.
I can fish there.
I can fish there. You can even surf there a little bit. Here's a list of all the Pokemon that have ever been available within the boundaries of Pallet Town.
Okay.
All right.
This is without crossing the fence, because once you cross
without
that fence.
Without crossing the fence.
Once you leave that last screen of water, that's Route 21?
21.
So that little tiny patch, all of these Pokemon are in there. What are they?
Not all of them are in that, because the starters are there. You got Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle.
Super common. Yep. Find them anywhere. Except, right. No, you can't. Except they're the only ones in the world.
Are they genetically engineered?
I would say yes, but I know that someone's got a Charmander later on.
Right.
Or a Charmeleon.
Yeah, and in, like, I think Victory Road, I think you fight all of them with cool trainers or ace trainers, whichever one they were.
But, like, up until then, that's late game. Up until then, yeah, maybe Professor Oak made these Pokemon.
We're counting every iteration of Pallet Town. And these are Pokemon that are generally available, not just available to you.
Okay.
So Pikachu and Eevee are on the list.
Because they are in yellow.
Because they're in yellow. You get a Pikachu, Blue will get an Eevee.
Catch yourself a Pidgey, throw your Pikachu in the box.
Right. That's a weird thing, because in the anime, Professor Oak's like, I gave away all the Pokemon. Ash, you overslept. Got this weird Pikachu, but he's not going to listen to you at all.
No, something's
wrong. Yeah, I'll take him.
Something's wrong with this Pikachu.
And Yellow was made to kind of follow the anime more. Blue, oh, I remember what happens. Okay, so Professor Oak will take you in. He'll be like, hey, take that Pokemon on the table that I have specially for you. And Blue, like, runs in and bumps you out of the way and grabs it. He's like, this one's for me, Gramps. He's like, well, I guess all I have left is this weird electric rat.
Hey, this electric rat wandered his way into my lab one time. And is a jerk and won't leave, you take him.
I really like the idea of Eevee as a starter, and I think they should just pull the trigger and do that in one of these.
If they had more Eeveelutions, which we have tried to start a Pokemon podcast several times, and the first topic is always Eevee and its evolutions, which is why this one might actually survive.
Right. Let's talk about that for a second, because this is Pokemon World Tour.
Right.
The meat of this podcast is we're going to talk about Pokemon cities and towns and locations ad nauseum till you're sick of it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not till you're sick of it.
Hopefully you love this.
But we will do episodes of other stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to have, I decided earlier today.
Okay.
We're going to have like a sub-series that's just, let's make a gym where we take a Pokemon type and we make a gym out of it.
Yeah, sweet. I'm in.
We'll just talk about Eevee. I'm sure at some point.
I have a pretty fun idea for a normal type gym.
Yeah. So each episode will just be like, let's make a normal gym or let's make a nice gym or
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Sweet. Little Bobo episodes.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
We promise.
So that's all the starter Pokemon that are available. So now everything else is... Well, not everything else is in the water, because I forgot about Gold and Silver. So by fishing, you can catch... And these aren't all available in the same games, but they're all available in Pallet Town at some point.
Right.
You can get a Magikarp, a Poliwag, a Goldeen, a Tentacool, Staryu, Chinchou, Shellder, Tentacruel, or Lantern through fishing with any of the various rods.
Right. Better rod equals better things. But generally speaking, like once you have the best rod, the sweet rod, great rod.
Super rod.
Super rod, that's it. You can catch anything at any time? Or will like Magikarps fall off the list once you have the super rod?
Magikarps will fall off the list. Like each rod has its own specific list.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did not know that. I thought it was like a tiered thing.
No.
Oh. That's why... You're here.
That's why. Yep. And then by surfing, in all four iterations of Pallet Town, you can only get a Tentacool or a Tentacruel by surfing on the water.
They always scared me a lot. They look like they're up to something.
Tentacruel, there's an episode of the anime where he's just giant and wrecking a city. That might be a robot. I can't really remember. But still, that's terrifying.
That's very frightening. Very, very Lovecraftian.
If you mix kaiju with Pokemon, I will watch that. I will watch whatever you put out that does that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
So then in Gold and Silver, Heart Gold,
gotta
Soul
call
Silver,
in a Dragonite, because there's only one.
There's also a giant dragon. Well, a giant Pokemon.
And the anime took some liberties.
Yep, sure did. But then you get to Gold, Silver, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, where you can headbutt the city is surrounded by trees, so you can headbutt these trees.
Okay.
And you can get, from headbutting, a Hoot Hoot, Pineco, Spinarak, Ledyba, or a Wurmple.
Oh.
So that's a lot of Pokemon in this town with nothing in it.
Yeah. You can't even buy Pokeballs here.
No.
Does Professor Oak give you any Pokeballs?
No, not right away. Okay. If you go to Viridian, get his package, and come back,
then
one of his assistants will give you five.
Okay, all right.
So you get your starter.
You got your starter.
Right.
Ready,
running over the wild Pokemon.
Me and my buddy Squirtle are going to take on the world. Soon we'll be hydro pumping everything to death.
And Blue is like, not so fast. Can't let you do that, Red. He's got Bulbasaur. You try to leave. You're mad. He's like, oh, God, he picked the one that's good. Oh.
The one that's better than mine statistically.
Right. So you go to leave. He's like, wait a minute, nerd. Stop right there. Oh, well, I'll have a Pokemon battle over here in the middle of the lab.
You and me gonna fight now.
So you fight. You're Squirtle, so you're tackling. He's Bulbasaur, so he's tackling. Maybe he'll Tail Whip or Growl. Maybe you'll Tail Whip. I think Bulbasaur has Growl.
Why?
Those two just cancel each other out. So I would just, like, spam tackle.
Spam
tackle. Tackle the crap out of this guy.
Yeah.
And then if he got me low, use that handy potion.
Use that one potion,
That's in your PC.
That's your nuke.
That's the ace in your sleeve.
At that level, that's a nuke. Oh, by the way, I'm fine. So you beat him, you get a level up.
You beat him and you level up.
And then you get an element power. Is it on that one or is it the next level that you get an element power?
What do you mean an element power?
Like you get your new move that's like an element. That's like a fire or a water or a grass.
It depends on the Pokemon. I think you get something at level 6. Bulbasaur might not get anything to like level 7 or 8.
Well, he's tankier. Like, he's got better stats.
The first one he gets is Leech Seed.
Right.
So you're like, oh, can't even consistently do good damage
yet. Do like a tiny bit of damage. Great.
And then you leave and you head up to Route 1, which we are going to talk about briefly in a second. But before we get to Route 1, I want to talk about Professor Oak.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this.
Probably not.
There is a Professor Oak Pokemon battle coded in Pokemon Red and Blue.
I did know about this, because originally you were going to fight him first.
You weren't going to fight him
first.
He would stomp you into the dirt if you fought him first.
Were you going to fight as him?
No. Here's what I know about the glitch. I haven't done it. It's a glitch that you can unlock it through, or you can use like a Game Shark or whatever.
Right.
I've never done it, but you can access it through using what is called a Ditto glitch or the Old Man glitch, but you have to follow certain conditions.
Right.
I don't know what they are. You'll have to look them up. I'm sorry.
The Old Man glitch is the guy in Viridian City. We'll talk about him at length next time.
Right.
This man breaks the game.
Yeah.
This man ruins everything.
He doesn't just take the duct tape off. He then shreds it. So you cannot put it back together.
He puts an embargo on all duct tape coming into the country.
Wait.
There are spoilers from here on out.
Wonderful.
So the team Professor Oak is programmed to have ranges from level 66 up to level 70, each Pokemon gaining a level on the way up.
Okay.
So it's Tauros is level 66. Then Exeggutor, Arcanine, whichever the unchosen starter was.
Okay.
The final evolution of that. And Gyarados, which ends at level 70.
Okay.
His team is 5 Pokemon. 4 of the Pokemon on his team are used by your rival in the championship battle at the end.
That would be
Tauros, Exeggutor, Arcanine, and Gyarados. Exeggutor, Arcanine, and Gyarados, like, he'll use to balance out whichever type his starter was.
Right.
But so, like, the theory is maybe Professor Oak was either originally supposed to be the champion.
Oh.
Or some other, like, higher up in the Pokemon League or something.
Maybe.
Imagine if he was just in the Elite Four. Like, instead of Lance, it's just Professor Oak.
Right.
That'd be nuts.
That would be crazy. That would be really, really crazy, because he'd be like, you get there, and you'd be like, hey, I'm here to fight the Pokemon champion. I'm 10, and I just beat a bunch of adults with my Pokemon because I love them more.
Right.
They don't know how to love Pokemon anymore. It's all about stats and numbers and breeding and IVs. For me, it's just pure love. I love these Pokemon, and we are here to be a champion. Professor Oak, what are you doing? He's like, yes, I gave you your Pokemon so I could destroy you.
So I could build you up and then cut you down.
This is what you get for making fun of my grandson so many years. And then at the last minute, they're like, what if instead? Let's go back. What if instead you fight the grandson and Professor Oak loves you more?
That makes more sense because Blue is like a step ahead of you the whole time.
Yeah.
And I love that about Blue.
I do like that, especially we're going to talk about something in Lavender Town.
Yes.
That is deep, But it's after, especially after that, I really like that Blue is always like more motivated than you. It's real cool. And we'll talk about that a lot more later. So keep coming back for this world tour.
Thus ends the spoilers.
Welcome back.
Okay. Enough about Professor Oak and his hidden Pokemon battle.
That's crazy though. Like,
that is nuts.
It's just in there. Like, it's just hidden in there. Yeah. That's bananas.
It's in the code. It wasn't cut. Because you can access it through the game without any cheating device.
Right.
If you know the super secret, crazy
stuff. If you know the secret handshake to get there.
Right.
So then you go to Route 1. Because there's no gym leader. There's only one fight, which is against Blue. It's
against Blue. Oh, before you leave, after you beat Blue, he's like, oh, you snarky nerd. I can't believe you beat me in a Pokemon battle. He's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get a town map from my sister, Daisy. And I'm going to tell her not to give you one because you're a jerk.
And you...
You go there, and Daisy's like, oh my god, Red, have a town map.
Here's a town map. You adorable little boy.
Daisy as older, like 16.
Yeah.
And Red has like a little
huge childhood crush
on
her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, all right.
Maybe that's why Blue is so like angsty towards him.
Maybe. And she's like, all right, here's a town map.
Right.
You're a cute little kid. Don't get lost in the woods. Here's a town map.
A town map, which is a map of the entire region, not just Pallet Town.
Well,
it's a region map.
If you call it a town map, it would be very useless because you can basically see the whole town.
If you stand in the middle, I think you can see everything.
So then you leave. Then you go to Route 1. You got your town map in hand. You got your new buddy.
Got your new buddy Pokemon who's going to save you from all the Rattatas and Pidgeys on Route 1.
Is that it? Is that the only thing on Route 1?
That is it until you get into the later generations. Let's talk about the layout of Route 1 a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's... Pallet Town is like really flat. There's nothing really going on. It's a little bit of shoreline, but geographically... Is that a word?
Geographically,
it's very uninteresting.
Yeah, it's just like, here is a blank town.
Yeah, it's a pallet.
It's a place for you to start and then leave. You want to be able to leave Pallet Town. Because if it was cool, you'd be like, let me just hang out here forever.
Right.
But it's not. You have to go on...
You're like, hurry up and go. There's nothing to
do. Yeah, it's the Ringe, New Hampshire of Pokemon.
You live in Ringe. Just go somewhere and do something.
Get out of here.
So you're like, yeah, I'll do that.
Become who you were meant to be.
Walk up north a little bit and you get to Route 1, which is like, there's a lot of ledges. It's hilly. There's a lot of tall grass. The trees kind of come into the route a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a worn path that winds its way up of like sand or dirt.
Yeah. They're called paths of opportunity. It's, where most people walk.
Right.
It's just like that happens.
Yeah.
It's in Animal Crossing New Leaf. It's all over the place.
Yeah, you'll just have a dirt town if you play long enough.
Yep.
So
that kind of did.
That's a fun feature.
Another cool thing about Route 1, and it's a really good gameplay level design choice, is that the way to Viridian is hard, the way back is easy.
Right, because there's two different kinds of ledges on Route 1. There's like the tiny little one bump ledge that you can't walk up, but if you approach it from the top, you can jump down. And then there's like taller ledges that have staircases that you have to go up the staircase, so you can't jump down them because they're too tall and you're 10 and you hurt yourself.
You'll skin your knees. You might break your arm.
Right.
You can't throw a Pokeball if you got a broken arm. bare minimum, can't throw a Pokeball if you got a broken arm.
I mean, you could try it throwing Goofy, but...
Oh man, you ever thrown Lefty? Ugh. Like, no, you look terrible.
If you are Lefty, is right-handed Goofy? Do left-handed people refer to right-handed things as goofy?
If we're talking about skateboarding, the skateboarding term, no. There's regular and goofy is always left.
Right.
I'm a righty, but I ride skateboards goofy. I don't know if there's a reason for that. I just feel better facing the other way. I never called using your left hand doing something goofy style.
Well, I mean, you could call it southpaw, but that's a wrestling term. I don't know how much I want to bring that into this.
Yeah, you can...
Because I could book a whole Pokemon wrestling for you if you want.
Oh, if you're into that, that might be a later bonus episode. You can't throw left-handed because you'll just basically throw it at your feet.
Right.
At best, at worst, you'll throw your shoulder out because you don't know how to throw with your offhand.
If your dominant hand is broken and you don't have to fight, thank goodness. You can command your new friend to fight that Pokemon.
Yeah.
Don't knock it out. Just hurt it. And then, like, hurt it enough so it can't run away, and I can run up to it real close and boop it on the nose with this Pokeball.
And I can physically hit it with a Pokeball. And then hold it shut. And then
it'll never get out. But yeah, like you said, the route to Viridian from Pallet is hard. because you get just a lot of like climbing. You have to walk through tall grass.
Yeah, you cannot avoid tall grass in a lot of the spots. And that's, I really like that because it right from the get-go, it's like, hey, leaving is hard, coming back is easy.
And there's
an NPC. That's a weird metaphor for life that I didn't realize until just now.
Yeah, man.
So
there's no trainer battles unless you come back. Or unless you come here at the end of Gold, Silver, and Crystal. There's a couple school kids, a couple ace trainers. I'm not going to get into what they have for Pokemon. But right now, there's no trainers to battle. There's a couple trainers there. One of them works at the Pokemart. He's like, oh, you can go. I'll get you there by giving you a sample. He gives you a potion.
Cool.
So that's two free potions. You're barely out of the first town.
Right.
Right? Pokemon's taking care of you.
Yeah. It's doing its best because you got a long journey ahead of you.
And then there's, I think, only one other person there. Who's like, hey, you see those little ledges? You can jump down them, but you can't climb up.
Boom.
And you're like, well, that's the rule you told me, so you're right. Even though I'm pretty sure I could just step up this little ledge.
Well, there's a glitch later on where you can be on a ledge and a Pokemon trainer can see you from not on a ledge, and he will walk right up it to come fight you.
Well, there's also a glitch where you can just fly away from a trainer coming towards you. And that removes all the duct tape.
And that, yes, that is that's the killer app.
You can encounter Mew. You can glitch the game out entirely and just force it to encounter any Pokemon you want if you do a bunch of convoluted steps.
Yikes.
That's how they speedrun 151. It's nuts.
That might be a bonus episode later.
Yeah.
It's talking about all the weird glitches and stuff.
That's it. If you come back later, and by later I mean in a different game besides Red and Blue, you can, outside of Pidgey and Rattata, you can get Sentret, Furret, and at night there's Hoot Hoots and Raticates. You can Headbutt, Spinarax, Ladybuzz, Pinecoes, and Wurmples. Okay, before I say this, I want to let everybody know that there's a lot of Pokemon names that I don't know how they're actually pronounced, that I just say certain ways. This is a thing you're going to have to deal with.
Yep. To be fair, a lot of the ways that you say those Pokemon, I say the opposite way. Statistically, one of us is correct, but I do not know if it's either of us.
Okay, I'm going to just say this how I normally say it. There have been reported swarms of Poochyena.
Oh, I call it Poochyena.
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 On Route 1. And I don't know what generation. I think this is from HeartGold and SoulSilver, where you can play. It has to be. It can't be from anything else. Where you can play different radio stations that are sounds from different regions. And so if you play the Hoenn sound, you can get a Plusil and a Minun. And if you play the Sinnoh sound, you can get Shinx.
Okay.
They just come out of hiding.
Okay, just so you know. I've always called them Plusle and Minun. I've never heard it Minun.
Minun. That's how it's spelled. Minun.
It's minus, so Minun. Minun.
It's Plusle, but I say Plusle.
Plusle. Hasn't even been published yet.
So that's it. You go through Route 1, you fight a bunch of Pidgeys and Rattatas until you probably get to level 7.
Yeah.
Usually. Unless you're super lucky and just get through all the tall grass without fighting anything.
I have done that one time. I felt like a wizard.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me.
But then I was like, oh, I need to go back in to level my Pokemon up a little bit. Because I think it happened the one time I started with Bulbasaur. I just like restarted and was like, I'm going to do it with Bulbasaur now. And
I have started with all three, but the go-to is Squirtle.
I almost never have started with Charmander. I just don't like Charmander. And the problem is, if its tail fire goes out, it dies, and I don't want to be responsible for that.
That will never happen.
I know, but
do you know why? Because you love your Pokemon.
I know.
And you cannot let that Charmander die.
I don't want to risk it, guys. I just don't want to risk it.
Plus, it takes a lot, because in the anime, there's a Charmander just out in the rain, and he doesn't die.
He's got a little leaf over his tail.
Yeah, but it's not
also
stopping.
Also, the first
wet.
Two gyms are rock and water, so like if you start with Charmander, you are fighting an uphill battle.
It's hard mode.
Yeah.
Professor Oak will tell you that. Like, he gives little hints when you pick them.
Really?
Like, if you pick Bulbasaur, he's like, oh, that one's real easy to train. And if you pick Charmander, he's like, he's a little tough, but he's worth it in the end. Like,
yeah, I like that. Because there's no fire Pokemon, comparatively. Fire is, like,
no.
There's not
a ton. They're
there,
but you can't really get any in the game until after Lavender Town.
Yeah, so like if you have some fire, if you have a fire Pokemon just to start with, you kind of have a leg up
later.
Earlier.
But even that, he's the worst one. He's the least effective against most of the gyms.
Yeah, so
the most of the gyms out of all of them.
Right, but anyway.
But that's it, you get to the end of this winding road that is Route 1. There's a little gate building, which is a nice way to hide screen transitions.
A load screen, yeah.
And you step in the building, and then you'll head toward the next town, which we will talk about next time.
On the road to Meridian City.
Let's raise some nicknames. What do you say?
Yeah. Okay, so we went on to the internet.
We went on the internet. I tweeted, I posted on Facebook, and I went to Reddit, and the only people who talked to me were on Reddit. So thank you, guys.
People you don't even know. We actually, that's not true. We got a tweet right before we started.
Oh, yes, we did. From Rosé.
From Rosé Quartz, who follows our other podcast.
Our sister podcast, The Morphin Grid.
The Morphin Grid. If you like Power Rangers, it's an episode-by-episode recap. Power Rangers, go check it out. I think it's very fun. But she said, and this could be a whole other thing because it's not specific. So maybe I'll ask her to go into it a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, we won't rate this because this is an idea, this is a theme.
I like because I always went with themes. We'll talk about that at the after we rate the names. We'll talk about some themes that we've done before because I'm into that idea now. But she said that she pretty much cycled through all the inner Senshi names / planets from Sailor Moon. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I like that idea. Hit me with some names.
All right. So the first one I have written down.
Did you write down the Reddit username?
I did.
Too? Good.
I'm going to say their name first and then what they submitted.
Also, when you posted on Facebook, I was like, this is doomed to fail. Nobody on Facebook is cool.
Right. Got a like from Amy, who didn't say anything.
Thanks, Amy.
I just figured.
I'm going to give her a talking to on Friday.
I thought like maybe Tommy would post one, but he didn't.
I'll ask my little brother next time, too.
So this first one comes from Reddit user violent_Magikarp. And his name, his nickname is for a Gyarados, and it's Gyara Uno.
Yeah. We need a scale.
Okay.
Okay.
From Pokeball to Master Ball, how do you rate this nickname?
Hold on, so how many is that?
Four.
Four.
One through four.
Okay.
Okay, no, Pokeball is one, Premier Ball is two, Great Ball is three, Ultra Ball is four, Master Ball is five.
Okay, I'm putting this at a real strong Great Ball.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
That's a great ball.
It's clever. I got a chuckle when I read it.
I do like that.
I had never even ever thought about just changing that to a different number.
Right. That opens up a world of possibilities. Oh, yeah. Gyarados Catorce is going to happen someday.
Oh, we need a longer character limit, but we might get there someday.
I'll fudge it.
All right. So the next one is from EC_Row. It's for a Poliwrath.
Okay.
It's Genghis Pond. this one gets an Ultra Ball from me.
I will agree. Yeah. I will agree on Ultra Ball.
It's great because Poliwrath is a fighting type. He looks real tough. Like he could wipe out
2%
of the
guts.
Human race if he wanted to. can see his guts.
Yeah,
that's gross.
That's gross and pretty tough.
Like he's got gloves on for punching.
Just for punching. He can't pick anything up. What does he need to pick up? He'll punch you into submission. He's Genghis Pond.
I tried to get a good mix of like clever, funny ones and like maybe kind of bad, goofy ones. And
right.
I don't think I picked any that are actually bad, but let's see. The next one is from Reggie McGigas.
Okay.
It's for a Porygon 2, and his name is swag.exe.
I saw that. I did see that yesterday. I saw Swag, and I was like, okay. All right, he's probably 14. Kids these days are all into swagging. I get it. We were into dumb things when we were kids, too. Then I saw .exe, and I was like, nope, we just turned the table.
I want you to picture something before I rate this.
Okay.
Swag.exe. It's a Porygon 2 in ladder shades.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Right?
I think I'm going to say Ultra Ball again.
Ultra Ball? I think I'm going to throw a Master Ball at this one.
Okay. All right.
It fits the theme of Porygon 2. Made me laugh a lot. Made me think of him in ladder shades.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of Swag, but I feel like it's being used sarcastically.
Right. Also, I feel like we should mention, if you're listening to this and you can draw in any way, feel free to send us fan art. Starting with swag.exe.
Yeah, definitely. It will also Genghis Pond, just a Poliwrath with a Genghis Khan mustache.
Yeah, any
and like a club. I'm
any
into that.
Fan art you want to send us, you can do it to our Twitter. We will give you that at the end of the show. I will agree with you on Master Ball. I think I will go all the way up to Master Ball because I never would have thought to nickname it
an executable command. File?
Yeah, that's great. That's kind of great.
I think that might be my favorite of the bunch.
Okay, so that's three.
Okay, number four. I have seven. I only wanted five. I had to pick seven because I wanted to talk about all of these ones.
Okay. Next time I'm going to pick five.
Okay. So the next one comes from user a lot of these usernames are great too. Prepostosaurus.
Oh, I'm in. That's a solid username, buddy.
And when I posted the topic, I said, feel free to give as little or as much context as you want.
Okay.
He gave a little bit. The name is Kusanagi.
Oh, I saw
which
this.
Which is Japanese for a sword made out of grass and leaves.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Kind of. I know a little bit about Kusanagi from comic books. What's the Pokemon?
Sceptile.
Sceptile. Is that the one without arms and legs? Is that the one that evolves out his arms and legs?
That's superior. Sceptile evolves from Treecko.
Okay, it's the one that looks the same every single time it evolves.
Well, no. Treecko and Groovile look the same. Sceptile is very different. His head is like a scepter. He's not as like slick as Groovile is.
Is he swordish? I can't pick pick most Gen 3 guys off the top of my head.
He learns Leaf Blade. I think he might have like blades on his forearms too that are like grass.
So Kusanagi, aka Grass Cutter, is a sword in Japan. It's one of the three great relics. I forget exactly what it's called, but there are like three major relics of Japanese folklore. One is Kusanagi, and basically it's a I don't know if I'm making this up or not, but there were two blades. There was God Killer and Grass Cutter, and God Killer could barely cut grass, and Grass Cutter could destroy anything.
It could even kill a god?
It's like the most powerful sword. And it's named super like, it's just a grass cutter.
Right.
So I like that. I like that nickname. I'm going to give that a great ball.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to give that a great ball because it's a good reference. You got to dig for it.
Yeah.
So I like that. All right, what else we got?
All right, the next one is from user CH2874. Is for Kerlia. Kerlia? Kerlia. Kerlia.
Okay, hold on. What is that?
You know Ralts?
Yes.
Evolves from that.
Okay, so it's the...
Ralts has like a bowl haircut.
Right.
Right. And Kerlia evolves. It gets like arms and it has little legs, but they're not strong enough to stand on. It's a psychic type, so it floats. And it's like a ballet dancer.
It's got bangs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the in-between of Ralts and Gardevoir.
Okay.
Gardevoir.
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 Welcome to Boston. It's Gardevoir.
Gardevoir.
So it's for Kerlia, which he said sounded like curly fries, so he named it Arby's. Because their curly fries are on point.
That is the only good thing at an Arby's. I don't know if you've been to an Arby's recently. That's about it.
I have never had Arby's curly fries. I like the name. I think it's goofy.
I'm a fan of nicknames that have multiple steps to understanding. I'm gonna give it an ultra ball.
Ultra ball. Okay. I'm gonna give it a great ball.
Okay.
I think it's fine, but I don't think it's ultra.
That's fair. I am a fan of like multiple steps and word association.
Right.
So that's why it gets an ultra ball from me. Do we have any bad ones on here? Did you just pick a bunch of good ones?
No, the last one is bad, but we have one more before we get
there. All right.
The last one I think is bad. We'll get there.
Okay.
So the next one is by user The Doomful Dome. That's for Malamar.
Oh.
And it's... The nickname is Fresh Prince.
Because his life got flipped, turned upside down.
Master ball. That's a master ball. I don't even need to say
that's
anymore.
That's a master ball.
So the last one is from user Dark Holy Nova. It's for a cosplay Pikachu in the luchador outfit.
Okay.
And it's just Pikachamp.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Now, before we say anything, I want to preface this by saying we're not putting you on blast.
No.
Here.
I mean, if you like that name, that's great.
That's cool.
I don't like that name.
That's your Pokemon buddy. You can do whatever you want, right? You're friends with it. You're going to go journey with that Pokemon. That's fine. This is just... us rating your nicknames on a scale that is so objective.
On a scale.
We made it up today.
Right, there's no, like, we're not rating on creativity. We're not rating on hilarity.
It's just what we feel.
It's just
how much we like it.
This made me feel like one of these Pokeballs. And this one makes me feel like a Pokeball.
A Pokeball. So here's the problem. Josh and I, we're both very big wrestling fans. There are so many names you could have gone with.
Here's what I nicknamed mine. I can't guarantee it's much better. Your mileage may vary.
Okay.
Mine is Pikachuchador.
It's a little wordy. I would give it a premiere ball.
I'll take that.
But at least it's leaning into the luchador thing.
Right.
Now, I don't know what this luchador costume looks like. I would probably base it on that.
It's the same one as from Pokken Tournament.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I didn't know about Aerostar, so you can call
maybe
it Pika Star.
Maybe it's only Pikachador. I don't remember how big the word limit is.
Pikachador.
Pikachador. I like that.
I probably would name mine some play on Rey Mysterio, if I could.
Sure.
Because like I had a Hall Lucha. I named him El Generico.
You did.
After the wrestler El Generico.
I named my Hall Lucha Juan Cena.
Juan Cena. After the Mexican luchador Juan Cena. From West Newberry, Mexico. Yeah. So just only because we're big wrestling fans, if this is another podcast where we weren't,
right,
this might fare better, but we're big wrestling fans, and there's a lot of luchadors, buddy. A lot of luchadors you could have drawn.
There's so much
from.
Naming potential for a wrestling Pikachu that Pika Champ is like.
I will say this: it is better than Pika Libre.
It's like naming your Nidoking Spike.
It's not even Pika Libre. It's Pikachu Libre.
Right.
Will I be able, if I get a Pikachu, will Pikachu Pacabra fit? Probably not, right?
I don't think so.
Crap. So yeah, I'm going to give that a Pokeball. That's it. That's our first Name Raider segment.
That's it for the rated names.
We're going to, I know we said we're going to talk about themes. We're going to save that for the next episode because I'm going to pick less than 7 when I do it. So we'll have a little bit more time because we're running double the length that we thought we would.
A lot of that's cut.
There's a lot of cuttable garbage. So that's it for rating names. We're going to go talk about this episode's Spotlight Pokemon.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Slowpoke!
As if it would have been anyone else on this, the month of
Slowpokes. The month of Slowpokes. We kind of buried the lead very early on. All Josh, right. I'm going to level with you.
Okay.
I don't know a thing about Slowpokes except that I bet their tails are so tasty.
Well, that remains to be seen. They sell for a high price, so I imagine they are tasty.
They are a delicacy. All right, Josh, why don't you tell me a little bit about Slowpoke?
All right, so Slowpoke is National Dex number 79.
Okay.
He's also Kanto Dex number 79 because it's first.
He's Gen 1.
Regardless,
He's a Gen 1-er.
He's a water and psychic type Pokemon. He's described as slow and dopey.
He looks a little dopey.
Yeah, he doesn't do a lot. One of the Pokedex entries just says, awake or asleep, there's a little difference. It's basically always the same.
Slowpoke's gonna poke.
So does that mean he doesn't sleep? He's never asleep or awake? He just is slow poking?
Well, I always saw him. I'm looking at the Bulbapedia, and the biology says that he resembles a cross between a salamander and a hippo.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Have you seen a picture of a giant salamander?
No.
It kind of looks like a slow poke.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a lot of sloth in there.
See, I never thought sloth, because there's another, also on Bulbapedia, they mentioned it could be loosely based on an otter because of the shellfish connection. And
I don't know.
It looks like an otter, but not really. I'm going to say he's probably based on a giant salamander. Or maybe it's just something that they drew.
Maybe.
And they were like, this is a Pokemon. Look at him.
See,
he's so a Pokemon.
I always thought of him as a water sloth because he moves real slow and he's just kind of hey guys, happy to be here, whatever. And doesn't he evolve eventually into a sloth?
No.
No?
No, he evolves into Slowbro, which is just a standing up Slowpoke with a Shellder on its tail. But the Shellder turns into a spiral shell.
Sure.
So, that also evolves, but only on Slowbro. Because this Shellder does not evolve into that spiral shell thing anywhere other than
ever,
Which could be explained by a later Pokedex entry from Soul Silver that says a sweet sap leaks from its tail tip, which is probably what it uses to fish with, and
it's
might
probably
affect,
also why it tastes so tasty.
I didn't think of that.
It's all that tail sap. Gotta get that good tail sap. That's $1 million.
It lazes vacantly near water.
Well, that's not untrue.
If something bites its tail, it won't notice for a whole day.
That poor guy. Usually what bites
his
tail is a Shellder.
He evolves immediately.
He doesn't know for a while.
He just doesn't know. He stands up. He's like, oh.
I feel different. Well, I'm going to go back to bed, I guess.
Let's talk about more of the mechanics around Slowbro. The abilities that he can get are Oblivious or Own Tempo.
Okay.
Oblivious will prevent him from being attracted.
Okay.
And Own Tempo will prevent him from being confused. Both make a lot of sense.
They both do, yes.
His hidden ability is, I wrote Regenerator. It's Regenerator.
Refrigerator.
which will restore 1/3 of the HP when pulled out of a battle.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a lot. Is that one-third of his HP total or one-third lost?
One-third of his total HP.
So if you're less than a third down and you pull him out, he's fully healed.
Yeah.
That's baller.
That's pretty good. That's,
you got to work for it, but it's worth it.
Right.
So give me some stats. Give me where's he found, like, usually? Do you have that written down anywhere?
I didn't write that down.
All right, don't give me that then. Give me something else. What else you got?
I know you can fish him up. I know you can get him in the Seafoam Cave, and you can fish for them, I think, in the Safari Zone? And they're available in a bunch of different places through fishing with a super rod.
Okay,
What was your next question?
Oh, I just, what's height, weight? You got any of that
did I write that stuff? Down? Yes, I did. I'm assuming the length is from nose to tail.
Nose to tail. I that's what I usually go with.
Because it's height, but it's like, he's laying on his stomach.
Height would be a foot tall, because he's lazing.
It's 3'11".
All right.
From nose to tail. That's not too bad.
No, that's not super tall. Super long.
It weighs on these are averages.
Right, of course.
The average weight of a slowpoke is 79.4 pounds.
So if all it does
is lay down.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he'll be pretty heavy.
Weighs about two bags of mulch. Weighs about as much as two bags of mulch.
He evolves into Slowbro, as we said, at level 37. He'll evolve into a Slowking if you trade him holding a King's Rock.
Okay.
The abilities don't change. Sometimes, like, one ability will translate into a different one when they evolve, but that is not the case for Slowpoke.
No, man, he's got his own tempo.
If you have a Slowbro, you can mega evolve that into a Mega Slowbro, where the shoulder just eats its whole body. Have you seen a picture of Mega Slowbro?
No, I haven't.
It's a Slowpoke inside a giant shoulder. Like, its arms are sticking out, and his leg, and he's got this terrified look on his face.
Now, Slowbro turns into Slowking, right?
Slowpoke to Slowking.
And Slowbro is after that?
No. Slowpoke can go one of two ways.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought you traded Slowbro with...
That's what I thought, too, but nope.
Nope. That's weird, because Slowking...
And I can confirm that, because I did that during the Living Pokedex that I'm making.
Okay. Good. Good to have first-hand information. And he doesn't do anything after that? You can't... that's it? That's the whole tree?
That's the whole tree.
Okay.
Yep. There's two evolutions of Slowbro and a mega Slowpoke and a mega evolution of Slowbro.
Does Slow King have a mega evolution?
No.
I feel like Slow Emperor.
I was thinking, like, Slow Bro and Slow King should mega evolve into the same Pokemon. Because Slow King has a shelter on its head.
Right.
So they should mega evolve, get one on its head, one on its tail. It'd be unstoppable.
Right. Be a superhero.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, I don't know, do you have any other information?
I do. I have its basic, like, stat layout. It's more geared to attack and defend against physical attacks.
Okay.
This is only Slowpoke. We're not going to talk about the evolutions because that would be an entire episode itself.
We don't have time for that.
We're already sweaty, grumpy boys.
I'm not grumpy yet.
No, I'm sweaty though, so I'll get there. its HP is definitely its highest stat, so it's got a lot of good. Well, it's real healthy, even though all it does is lay down.
Yeah, it's Well, that's why I think it's a sloth. Like, because sloths are just meant to go slower.
It is super slow.
Yeah, the speed's like 8.
Speed is 15.
That's bad. It's bad.
It's tied with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's tied with 8 other Pokemon for the 6th slowest. It only outspeeds Ferroseed, Bonsly, Trapinch, Munchlax, and Shuckle. And it's got
Is Shuckle the slowest?
Shuckle and Munchlax are both the slowest with 5.
Munchlax looks like he can move around.
He's up on his feet. But no, he moves around, but just so slow. He's faster than Snorlax, because Snorlax just rolls.
Right.
Right, once he gets going, once he gets that momentum, he's unstoppable.
Nothing can stop the Juggernaut.
And it ties with Cleffa, Igglybuff, Wooper, Pineco, Silcoon, Cascoon, Roggenrola, and Fungus.
There's a Pokemon called Roggenrola?
Yep.
Okay, we'll talk about that at a later date. Cool, I think that probably covers a lot of it, right?
I have a couple trivia facts.
Yeah, hit me with some trivia. I'm always excited for trivia about tasty, tasty Slowpoke tails.
There's no trivia about the Slowpoke tails, except for that they secrete a sweet sap, which might mess with your biology because it turns Shellder into a monster.
Oh, can you imagine?
Team Rocket's like, hey, you want this? 1,000,000 Pokebucks. If you eat it, your body twists.
You
into
will
a spiral.
Evolve. Or just like some unsuspecting like little rat tat. It's like, hey, I'm going to take a nibble of this, I think. Oh, no, now I'm a wolf. Oh, no, I'm a rodent of unusual size now.
Slowpoke's weight and dex number are the same if you round his weight down to 79.
Okay.
He's the only Pokemon where that happens. No other Pokemon's dex number and the weight are the same.
Or match up. Nice.
And in the anime, though Slowpoke has appeared quite a bit, it has never been shown attacking.
I mean, he doesn't have time for that.
No.
She's got like, she's like super busy right now. It's got naps. It's probably got some grass to eat. It's got a bathe. Maybe they're just all pacifists. Maybe that's it. They're just chill. They're just chill dudes.
They're pretty chill dudes.
All right, finally, unless you have anything else.
No, that's all I got.
Okay, so finally, the end of our award-winning segment, Pokemon Spotlight. What would you name a Slowpoke?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Who's just like a chill dude? McConaughey? I'd name my Slowpoke McConaughey.
I really like that.
If it would like, fit, I think it would fit.
All right, all right, all right. I would name mine... No, all I can think of is McConaughey, because I think that works real well. Maybe Pauly Shore?
He's not a weasel.
He's just kind of a dopey
guy. That's a
guy.
Furry. You can name your furry Pauly Shore.
I think now I would also go with McConaughey.
All right.
All right.
All right, all right, all right. All right, so for next week's Pokemon of the Week, we're going to do a vote. Since this is the Pallet Town episode, you guys want to go, there will be a poll in the description and on the Tumblr and on all the websites. You can click on and you can go vote for one of the starter Pokemon, Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. The winner of that poll will be the Pokemon of the Week in 2 weeks.
Pokemon of the episode Spotlight Pokemon.
Spotlight will be the Spotlight Pokemon in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think that does it for our award-winning segment, Pokemon Spotlight.
I think so. So I think all we got left is a little bit of Q&A if you want.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right.
Okay, so this is our first episode. We don't have any cues to A.
Right, we're intending for this to be an audience participation segment, but until then, we're going to ask each other some questions.
Yeah, so...
two each.
Two each,
keep
okay.
Keep it quick.
All right, what is your favorite trainer type? Nailed it! Winner!
My favorite trainer type is... Oh, what's the... What are they called?
I don't know.
The old possessed ladies in the Pokemon Tower?
Oh, I don't know. Babushkas.
Babushkas. They're my favorite. I love the babushkas.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't think they're just psychics.
Just do a quick goog. Okay, while you're googing, I'm going to ask you a question. Are we both answering each question, or I ask you a question, only you answer it?
We can both answer the same one.
Okay.
Okay, they're called channelers, and they're just, like, super intriguing. Like, in later games, they're these old ladies, and their sprites are, like... choking with a spirit floating out of them. They use exclusively ghost type Pokemon, which is like a neat thing.
Obviously.
I don't know. Pokemon Tower is a very intriguing place.
Yeah.
And just that they're in there possessed by ghosts is pretty cool.
Are they the ghosts of Pokemon?
I could like... imagine. As far as I know, there's no other ghosts in the world.
Right. We've never seen any. Right. Anyway. All right. Do I do mine? Should I do mine?
Yeah, do yours. And then I'll ask a question and then we'll just be done, because I can't really think of a second question.
Okay, that works. Okay, so my favorite is Lass, because
that
they are
tracks.
Yeah, right, it makes sense, because they number one, they're always so confident in their abilities.
They really are.
Which I just love. And then you beat them because you're a Pokemon trainer, so you have to beat them eventually, right? And then after you beat them, they always they like make an excuse, but it's always like, all right, I'll give it to you. It's never right. It's never like I slept in, you know.
Right, it's not like Blue.
Yeah, right. It's just like, well, you got me this time, but like, oh, if we were on Route 3 instead of 5, right. You'd be... Also, yeah, I like their personalities. I don't know if they have a specific Pokemon set. I don't think so.
I mean, there are, like, I'm sure some rules for the different ones, but I don't know what they are. Like, lasses and lads, there are no lads. Campers, they, like, use lower-end Pokemon or whatever, but because they're kids and they're, like, just starting out.
But they're always super confident in their, in their like, Weedle's ability to beat my Charizard or my Squirtle up. And I was like, no.
Like, oh, you went down the wrong path in the Viridian Forest now. Gonna poke you with this needle worm.
All right, what's your question? Lay it on me.
What is your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, that's easy. That's super easy. It's Teddy Ursa. All
right.
Because he's super adorable. In fact, I subscribed to the Pokemon Reddit the other day, specifically for this podcast.
Sure.
And it's like, hey, put your Pokemon flair here. And so... I put a Teddy Ursa, because it's my favorite Pokemon, and I'll get to why in a minute. But then it's like, there's a text field, and that's where you put your flair sentence.
Right.
I didn't know that. I thought I was asking a robot to put the Teddy Ursa in there.
Does it just say Teddy Ursa?
No, it says, I guess I'm choosing, it said, I fixed it afterwards when I noticed it, but it says, I guess I'm asking to put a Teddy Ursa here. Because I'm a dumb guy. But then I was like, oh, no. So now it's just, I'm here for the sweet, sweet honey hands. Because that's all they do. They just eat their hands because they got honey on them, and they're delicious. It was my friend Mike's favorite Pokemon. He passed away, and a weird coping mechanism is that now I just love these little teddy bears.
I get it.
What's your favorite?
If you had asked me 4 days ago, I'd have told you Nidoking. But I've had a lot of time to think about it.
Oh, man.
Okay, I tweeted you... Because you asked me forever ago what my team of six favorite Pokemon are, not necessarily for battling, and I tweeted you the answer the other day.
Right.
And while thinking about that, because it can't pop back into my head, like it just occasionally does.
Right.
I was like, you know who my actual favorite Pokemon is?
Who is it?
It's Cyndaquil.
Nice.
Because I can't, I have such a weird emotional attachment to this little pixelated image of Data that playing any Johto region game, I cannot pick anything else at the start.
No, I like that.
I have to pick Cyndaquil. It just isn't right if I don't.
Right.
Because I've tried picking Totodile, and by the first gym, I'm like, no, I don't like this, and I start over.
Nice.
I have not tried Chikorita, because, like, what is that?
Yeah. These later forms are just based on plants. Oh, bay leaf. This is a spice. Put some bay leaf on your food. All right, cool. I think that's going to wrap up our Q&A. We also, in the peek behind the curtain, we have an outline this time for this podcast, and it says Q&A/FAQ. We don't have any yet.
Nope.
Here's a couple quick ones though. Like, we're not super into competitive battle. We're not super into a lot of the online crazy tournament stuff. I don't know a thing about Pokemon the card game. Josh has played a little bit of it.
I know how it works. I don't play that either.
Yeah,
I collect them sometimes. I haven't bought any new ones since Amiibo happened.
Oh, because
that's kind of where all my extra money goes.
So that concludes our Q&A. If you have any questions, send them to us. We'll tell you about that in just 1 second. All right, that's gonna do it for our first episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, feel free to talk to us anywhere. Tons of places you can contact us. We're on Twitter at PWT Podcast. We're on Tumblr, pwtpodcast.tumblr.com. And we got an email.
You can email us.
pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
There's also a Facebook. It's facebook.com/pwtpodcast.
Feel free to go to any of those places and tell us anything at all. If you want to send us any fan art, please send us some fan art. Guys, I can't draw to save my life, and I really want to see a Porygon 2 in Ladder Shades.
Swag Dad EXE!
If you have any questions for our Q&A segment, if you have any nicknames you want rated, and again, with the nicknames, as much or as little context as possible.
Yeah.
But two pieces of information need to be there. What type of Pokemon it is, and the nickname.
Right.
We can't, if you say, I have a Bulbasaur, cool, bro, I can't help you.
If you don't want us to read your name/username on air, also let us know that, because we're gonna by default.
Yeah, it's just kind of credit where credit's due type thing. Right. But if you don't want that, tell us and we will
say it was submitted by Anonymous.
Anonymous. Our theme music was The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off of the OC Remix album, the Eevee EP. You can get the album at eevee.ocremix.com, or you can follow Dark Sword on Twitter at Dark Sword. That's DarkeSword.
Other music and sound effects are from the official Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection, which is available on iTunes right now.
We will catch you next time when we take a trip to Viridian City. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
Smell you later.